Just got one verse for you tonight, so if we could just take it in. It's Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That's God's word. Jesus. His name means Saviour. Saviour is a bit of an old word that means someone to save. Someone to save from disaster and destruction. And in the Bible, people's names are given them for because they describe either who they are or what they're going to do. And the name that God gives to his son when he becomes human is actually, we know it as the name Joshua. It's just the way English is the international language now. Greek was in Jesus' day. So they translate Jesus' name from the language he spoke to Greek to English, you get Jesus. But if it wasn't for, I think, Alexander the Great, we would call him Joshua of Nazareth. So, but we call him Jesus because he is our rescuer. What does that mean? It means that God saw us, God saw humanity, and God decided to get involved. I don't know about you, you probably are all much nicer people than I am, but I'm not the most forgiving of persons by nature. It doesn't come naturally to me to forgive somebody. When someone's wronged me or when someone's let me down, by my own personality, I think, right, that's it, I'll never trust you again. As I've got older, I've got a bit more gentle, but it's still there. And God would have been perfectly right and just and fair to say, right, they've all messed up, I'll leave them, and I'll just wait to put right what they've done. But he didn't. He didn't. He stepped in. God sent his son. And as the song said, the eternal Son of God became one of us. And what a time in history to become a human being. Yes, we've gone through a pandemic. We're still going through it. Yes, we're in a very cold spell. But look at the comforts of modern life we have. We're all wrapped up. We've all got blankets. We have the NHS that got a vaccine out really quickly. In Jesus' time, there was none of that. Medicine, well, if there was anything, it was nothing. If it cured somebody, it was by accident. It was part of a people that were conquered by a foreign power that regarded them as less than human. And into that world, God stepped in. And the eternal Son of God became a human being. Because he loves you. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's what God did at Christmas. That's the Christmas present that God has given to you and wants you to receive. And why do we need this rescuer? Because he will save his people from their sins. What's that? Sin. It means that we've all done things that we shouldn't have. And there's things we should have done that we haven't done. Sin is breaking God's commands. We've all lied. We've all, by my own admission, we've all been malicious, not forgiven. We've not worshipped God the way he wants us to, with heart and with love and with gratitude. And we haven't loved our neighbours as ourselves. As I've said, we've been unforgiving, we've been unkind. We've wanted bad things to happen to other people when they've wronged us. We've not honoured God's institution of marriage the way we should. We've not thought, spoke, and acted to God's glory and for the good of our neighbour every day of our life. Because that's God's standard. Now you might think, oh, that's not fair. God is, it's harsh to give us a standard so high. Well, God makes the rules. And we have no right to break them. And we can't accuse God of unfairness because God stepped in. Seeing how we'd sinned, seeing how we've fallen, and how we will fall every day of our lives till the end of our lives, God stepped in. Amen. And he gave us Jesus, our rescuer. And his life, from the moment he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was a life of purity, of love, of humility, of dedication to God and his neighbour. So he obeyed every command of God, like we should have done. And our sins, the bad things we do, and the good things that we don't, need to be paid for. And he died on the cross to pay the price for sin. And when he was on the cross, he went through hell. Yes, it wasn't forever and ever, his time on the cross, but the experience Christ went through was hell, because God reckoned him to be sin and punished him. So we don't need to be. He was sinless, clean, pure, and right with God. And your sins were put on him. And now if you receive him by faith, his righteousness, what we call his doing what's right, is credited to you. God regards you just like he regards Jesus. And the only way we can receive this great gift that God has given to us is by faith, and faith alone. And faith, it's trusting in Jesus. Yes, believing in our minds that he said what he said, accepting that he's right, but also more than that, embracing him and saying, Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior, my master and my rescuer, and I receive you, I rest upon you, and I give myself to you. Faith, just one old hymn says it, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling. Because Jesus is the one who obeyed God in everything, who paid the price for sin, and God accepted his sacrifice because God raised him from the dead. And indeed, many people throughout history have said, I think Christianity is a load of rubbish and I'm going to prove it. All I have to do is prove that Jesus didn't rise from the dead. I have to prove that they were making it up, or that they were lying, or that they were con men. And I can do it. It's dead easy. One man was called Lee Strobel. His wife became a Christian in the 1980s, and he went mad. He said, I don't want to be married to a Bible thumper. I'm going to destroy her faith. And at the end of it, he gave his life to Jesus. And just so you know, some people say, oh, well, of course he would. He wanted to save his marriage. You don't know the story. You can get it. The Case for Christ. It's a great DVD. We've got it somewhere. If you want to watch it, we'll lend it to you. The most famous case was in the middle of the 20th century. Somebody said, after the miserable century that we went through, he said, I'm going to prove Christianity wrong. And he wrote a book called Who Moved the Stone? And he too became a Christian. And the third bloke, he was a detective. And he hated religion. And he said, I'm good at looking at evidence. And he is. Don't make a career in police catching criminals and being really good at it if you're not good at that sort of thing. His name was J. Warner Wallace. And now he runs a Christian ministry defending the Christian faith. So God did raise Jesus from the dead. And if that happened, we know several things. We know that the Christmas story is true because Jesus is the Son of God who came to rescue us. And we know that we can receive him by faith and all the good things that he's promised to us. Because what's the other half of that verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him, whatever you've done, however far you've gone from God, however much you've hated God, it's whoever. There is no sinner beyond the infinite stretch of his mercy. Fall on your knees. Receive the gift of heaven. Receive eternal life. And eternal life is what? Knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. That's the message of what we call the gospel. It means the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why we meet on Sundays. That's why we have these festivals. That's why we do what we do, why we read scripture, why we take communion, why we baptize. It's because it's all about Jesus. All of it.
Yeah.
And Christians, however feeble we are at doing this, we want our lives, our work, our marriages, our studies, all of it to be all about Jesus. Living for God and his glory. So if you're not a Christian today, we would invite you to receive Jesus and rest on him and walk with him all your days. Because he is gracious. He is kind. He is gentle and lowly. He is a friend. And he's the friend who will never forsake, never run away. He's the friend who pays for our sins. And doesn't just pay for our sins, but gives us all the riches of heaven. So come to him this very day. And if you are a Christian, rejoice in him. Make much of him. Delight in him. Live for him. Eat, drink, breathe, sleep to him. And let your life be done all to his glory and bearing his image. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. We pray, O Lord, for this congregation, for their families and for their friends, for the people they work with, the people they knew throughout their lives, the people they went to school with. We pray that you would speak to this congregation by your Spirit through the Word, and that you would speak to all the people they've ever known, and that they would embrace Jesus as their wonderful Saviour. For he is Jesus, And he will, not might, not could, will save his people from their sins. Amen.
Amen.